are the ragged children. They stand as close up to the musicians as they can get, their hands behind their backs, their eyes big. Occasionally a leg hops, an arm wags. A tiny staggerer, overcome, turns round twice, sits down solemn, and then gets up again.
"Ain't it lovely?"
whispers a small girl behind her hand. And the music breaks into bright pieces and joins together again, and again breaks and is dissolved, and the crowd scatters, moving slowly up the hill. At the corner of the road, the stalls begin. "Tuppence a tickler, all have a tickler. Tickle 'em up, boys." Little soft brooms on wire handles. They are eagerly bought by the soldiers. "Buy a gollywog, tuppence a gollywog. Buy a jumping donkey, all alive-o. Superior chewing gum, buy something to do, boys. Buy a rose, give her a rose, boys. Roses, lady. Feathers, feathers." They are hard to resist. Lovely, streaming feathers. Emerald green, scarlet, bright blue, canary yellow. Even the babies wear feathers threaded through their bonnets. And an old woman, in a three-cornered paper hat, cries as if it were her final parting advice, the only way of saving yourself or of bringing him to his senses. "Buy a three-cornered hat, me dear, and put it..."